for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
1101 here on The Fan in New York City. You know, that song, the song you're hearing right now, reminds me so much of college. I don't know if this is still a thing at college or in general, but we used to slap the bag, which means you'd get a boxed wine. I think the brand name was Franzia. And you would take the wine out of the box, you would go to a frat party, and everybody would slap the bag. So you would slap the bag, and then you would drink out of it. So you would pass it around the frat house. And look, I'm not anti-vaccine or anything like that, but after you walk into a frat party for 4 or 5 years you're at college and you slap the bag and share a boxed wine with random strangers, you're probably immune to everything at that point. So get past that. Probably should have had hand, foot, mouth disease about 600 times from slapping the bag. But we used to do that all the time, and that song was a massive hit when I was in college. So we don't have to give the date of when that song came out, but it was quite a while ago. But it always puts me in great spirits. And
I could be your doctor.
That's right. And how could you not be in great spirits? I mean, AJ Ewing had an awesome performance tonight. Looked like the spark that we've been waiting for from the Mets. 10 runs scored, 3 walks for Ewing, a triple, a stolen base, the helmet flying off when he stole second. His family, his dad in the stands going crazy. City Field had life. It had a lot of energy. It had a lot of enthusiasm, or as Macho Man used to say, enthusiasm. It had a lot of hype, and it was very fun to watch on television. I'm sure it was even bigger fun and a blast to be there at City Field. Let's go to Paul in Dumont, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Luke, evening.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on?
Tommy, you're the best, man. Tommy, I love your generational talent.
Thank you.
And listen, I'm on my way home from the game. What a game, man. That AJ Ewing came out and gave us a spark. I loved it. Now, let me tell you, Tommy, this is my theory. And let me preface it by saying that I'm a gay man, which, you know, it is what it is. Probably, probably gayer than anyone that you know. And I think that this Mets curse goes back to flying the pride flag last June in Citi Field.
Yeah, a lot of people point to that date. I mean, they were starting to struggle before that as well. If you go back, they were starting to kind of hit the skids a little bit a week or two before that. But you're not the first to say that. I mean, it's constantly all over social media, that's for sure. I don't know if we've talked about it a ton on the air, but you're not the first that I've seen, at least, to point to that date and point to that situation. Look, that's obviously when it started, for sure, or was really kind of like noticed by people, meaning the losing streak. But I think they were struggling a little bit for about a week or so heading into that. And that was, what, against the Rays on a Friday night?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm gayer than anybody. I'm all good about it, but don't fly the pride flag over the U.S. flag. I'm also a patriot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, Paul, I mean, obviously that's probably for another radio station to have that conversation, but all good. I appreciate that you're a big fan of mine. By the way, everybody's starting to get into this big Lugowski situation, which is a suggestion by a caller to call my 5-hour show, 7 p.m. to midnight, under the umbrella of After Hours, to call it the Big Lugowski. Which I love because I'm a huge fan of the movie, as I know most of the audience is, or a large portion of the audience is, because it's such a classic. And it's right in that time zone where, you know, the majority of our audience was old enough to see that movie. Or if you were like me, you weren't really old enough to see it, but you did see it anyway, and you loved it. I mean, you had Tara Reid, you had Julianne Moore, obviously, with Jeff Goodman and John Goodman, I should say, and Jeff Bridges. I'm screwing everybody's name up tonight. That's okay. It's because Rosenberg's trying to talk, so he screwed up my rhythm.
It was Jeff Daniels, right?
No. Jeff Daniels is Dumb and Dumber. Jeff Bridges is Big Lebowski. Yeah. So, again, you screwed up the rhythm, and you got it wrong. So that's one of those ones where you're 0 for 2. But that's okay. You're a glue guy. That's what you're doing.
I have another suggestion for the 5-hour show.
Go ahead.
The Glue Factory.
Okay. So I think we're going to probably go with Big Lugowski because I could just do the lines over and over again. Although I do like, what was the other suggestion? That it was Lugevening, which is really not, I think that's just better as a line more than it is calling under the umbrella. It's After Hours here, 5 hours on the Big Lugowski. Lugevening is more of just I think a catchphrase and a way to mix up the Lugie, which everybody loves, by doing Lugevening on the Big Lugowski. And it gives me an excuse to quote the movie for 5 straight hours. Life does not start and stop at your convenience. I'm the Walrus. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to, like I said, Knicks are going to be a major topic, even though they're idle right now, as we await game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. A 3-game series essentially will take place between the Pistons and the Cavs here, with the Detroit Pistons having the home court advantage. I think Detroit will get through. In fact, the way I see it playing out is it'll go to game 7. The Cavs will have a second half lead. They will blow the second half lead. James Harden will probably do something stupid, and the Detroit Pistons will hold on. But 7-game series back-to-back for Detroit, which means a couple things. Number one, they are getting by, but they're not this force or this steamrolling locomotive that many peg them as the one seed. And number two, that's going to wear on a team eventually. That'll catch up to you. You know, as much as we talk about rest versus momentum, when you have back-to-back 7-game series and you escape by the skin of your teeth, by the hair on your chinny-chin-chin, I mean, at some point, that's going to catch up to you, especially when you run into a Knick team that is literally clicking on all cylinders and is on a historical run. Let's go to Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Number one, about the Mets tonight. I'm very enthused about what happened. There was a lot of energy in the ballpark. Here's my problem. The last few games, what they did tonight was more than what they scored the last 3 or 4 games. Now, is that going to happen again, or do they score multiple runs every 5th or 6th game? That's the problem with them.
Well,
consistency.
Listen, yeah, you want to follow up, and it's that old adage, Phil, and obviously there's not a clock in baseball, so you want to score as many runs as you possibly can day in, day out, but there's always that adage of save some runs for tomorrow, right? You've heard that a million times.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I think that when you look, I think there will be a microscope on the Mets, as there is every day, but even more tomorrow, to see if they could follow up the 10-run output with a, let's call it a 5 or 6-run output. I think the way they're pitching right now, that should be enough.
Anything better than 2 or 3 would please me.
Correct. Not a 1-run or 2-run.
No.
I'll check who's pitching for the Tigers, although let's be real here, Phil. It's been more about the Mets than it is the pitchers that they face. But they needed a spark, and hopefully Bichette gets going. Soto, we know, is going to get going. And Ewing and Benj can be those two guys that really get this team going with their speed, with their defense, and their youthful energy.
Well, I'm glad Louis Roberts is out of the picture because he didn't do much. Out of that one shot at the beginning of the year, where he had a walk-off. I have another point, 2 points about the Knicks.
Of course, yep.
The physicality the Knicks are going to bring, I don't care if it's Cleveland or Detroit, they're going to match them. Plus, I agree with you, there's going to be a lag, you know, like jet lag. either Detroit or Cleveland, from all the energy they had to put in, I don't know if they can match the Knicks' energy. So I leave you with that. Have a good evening. Let's go, Knicks.
Love the energy there, Phil. Love your Knicks fandom. The Pistons are not going to be easy. They're not going to be a pushover. And yes, I will say Pistons. And if the Cavs win the series, I will be stunned. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't want stunned, but I will be surprised for sure. Now, Vegas had the Cavs and the Knicks basically neck and neck as the favorites to begin the year to get out of the Eastern Conference. Vegas knows a lot more than I do in terms of odds and setting odds. So they obviously, and look, the Pistons came out of nowhere. Certainly nobody thought they would be the one seed and truly be a contender in the East to get to the finals. So that was something that both myself and others, including Vegas, did not have on their spreadsheet or even in their brain, so to speak. I thought Detroit would be better. I didn't think they would make this kind of leap to the one seed. So maybe perhaps Vegas ends up being right and the Cavs and the Knicks are the two teams standing in the East with a chance to get to the NBA Finals. That being said, Detroit has earned the home court advantage. A team that has been on the road in the series has not won a game yet. I think Detroit will hold serve. Perhaps they can win in six, but I think it will go seven, and the Pistons will get by. I'm obviously rooting for the Cavs. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not. I want the Knicks to have home court. And I think in a lot of ways, the Cavs, even if they win this series, it makes the statement I'm about to make not sound as accurate, but I do think in a lot of ways they're gutless. I think James Harden is a sports loser. I think you get what you deserve when you get in bed with him, and maybe not first round, second round, but at some point, James Harden will implode and implode the team, and the team that he's on will go down. And I just don't think the Cavs are as good as the Pistons. Even if they beat them straight up, I think the Pistons present a tougher matchup than the Cavs will. And the home court would be in the favor of the Knicks. So I'm obviously rooting for Cleveland, but I don't think they're going to have enough here to win a game in Detroit. In fact, I think they're going to lose in a heartbreaking fashion in Game 7. But we'll see how that plays out. That's my prediction. I've been wrong before. We'll see if I'm wrong here. Love to be wrong, by the way, on this one. So I'm certainly would love to be wrong and to get the Cavs in the next round, because I think that series will be, especially when you consider back-to-back seven-game series, and this feels like, if Cleveland wins this series, this feels like what Philly did to the Celtics. Like, this is their moment. This is their apex, and they will meet the Knicks, and the Knicks will make quick and short work of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in all likelihood, the Knicks and Thunder will be waiting around forever for the finals to start. Because I don't think you can move that up either, because there's obviously TV schedules and things of that nature. And the Spurs won their game tonight. They are now up 3-2 on the T-Wolves. So in all likelihood, the Spurs will get by, and we will get San Antonio and OKC in the Western Conference Finals, which is very interesting. Now, we don't want to spend too much time on it, because that is looking ahead too much and I think overlooking the next round. As confident as I am, supremely confident against the Cavs and confident against the Pistons, you still don't want to say the finals and the teams there. I think there'll be plenty of time to discuss. Not only, look, if the Knicks win in four in the next round, then we have plenty of time to discuss the other series, because either way, there's going to be time in between. There will be plenty of time and plenty of breath and oxygen to speak about those teams out west. Although OKC doesn't need much. I mean, you all know what they bring to the table. I mean, they're the defending champs. They are deep. They have the reigning MVP. They have everything that you could ever want in a basketball team, defense, height. They're without one of their best players, and they're steamrolling teams. Even if the competition's weak, they haven't slipped up at all. Like, think about where the, because you want to compare the two? I mean, the Knicks are playing on a level right now that we have never seen before as Knicks fans. But still, they were down 2-1 to the Hawks. Let's not forget that. The Thunder haven't even sweat yet. No, I'm not going to besmirch the defending champs, that's for sure. And I respect that team immensely. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan. What's up, Richard?
Tommy, Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
What a bargain. What's he getting, $3 million a year? And he leads off the game with a home run on the first pitch. That hasn't been done by a guy that age since Ricky Henderson. I mean, this guy is great. Last year, all I heard from everybody, even the experts on ESPN, the Yankee broadcast, said, oh, no way he'll be back next year. No way he'll be back. And I kept saying, why not? He wants to be a Yankee. He still can play first base, and he's a great hitter.
Especially against lefties. No. Great in the clubhouse, and I think he's well-liked.
He's the best bargain in baseball. The best bargain for what he's making. And this kid, how did this kid, A.J. Ewing, last till the fourth round in the draft 3 years ago? Can you tell me that?
I can't.
Wow.
I can't because I can't. It's baseball draft. Yeah, it's the baseball draft.
21 years ago, Loogie, I remembered Rice and Lynn. Why not? Bench and Ewing. Why not?
Yeah, I know. It kind of rolls off the tongue, too, Richard. And obviously, look, and you saw it tonight at the park. You've seen it all over social media. If you were on social media, the obvious comparisons, just because of their name, for A.J. and obviously Patrick Ewing, one of the great stars in the history of this town. And I know somebody that, you know, grew up in the 90s Knick era, a player that is near and dear to my heart and the hearts of a lot of Knick fans. But to get another Ewing in town is definitely exciting. And I was a huge, I know this is not Ewing, but it's close. I was a huge Joe McEwing fan. Super Joe. Loved me some Super Joe. I think he was at David Wright's retirement ceremony, or numbers retirement, I should say. And that was cool to see Super Joe. But that was a McEwing. Joe McEwing. That wasn't a Ewing.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep. Ah, sorry. And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Now we actually have a Ewing, another Ewing, and that is AJ, to go along with Patrick Ewing. So I love the synergy there. Of course, I'm a Knick fan and a Met fan. I saw people at the park at Citi Field tonight wearing Patrick Ewing jerseys, which serves a lot of different purposes. Obviously, the Ewing thing, and also the Knicks. They're the toast of the town. They're the toast of the city. They're going on to the Eastern Conference Finals. So it is, I don't love this phrase, but I'm going to use it. There are orange and blue skies everywhere. I don't really like that phrase, I don't, but in this instance, it is accurate because you do have Ewing and Ewing, and you have Knick jerseys at Citi Field, not only for the Knicks, but because of AJ Ewing with the same last name as Patrick Ewing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Teddy in Yonkers. What's up, Teddy?
Oh, hey, Loogie, good listening to you. I think you're great. You bring a lot of energy, and you keep people interested.
Thank you.
Okay? I disagree with you on a couple of things. I think Tampa Bay, the way they develop their players and their teams, because they don't keep the star the young players when they become stars. They trade them, and they get prospects.
Yeah, you're saying the Tampa Rays, right?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, they have no choice in the sense that they don't have the funds, they just don't have the money to sign all of these players once they get good or to bring in a lot of big-time free agents. So it's out of necessity. But yes, they have been one of those teams over the years that have created this culture of, you know what, if this guy walks or we have to trade this guy, we will reload with young players. And they've done, for considering what they have to work with, they've done a heck of a job there in Tampa.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And, Lugie, I'm going to ask you a tough question. Do you think that Tampa is better than the Mets?
Do I think Tampa's better? No, I do not. But I think they're obviously off to a better start, but I do not think that they are more talented and better. But I do give them a lot of credit. See, I thought Tampa would be good this year. I thought they'd be like an 80-something win team, and obviously they could fall off, but I do not.
Okay. Lugie, are you still picking the Yankees to win the division?
Yes, but I will say this, Teddy. They have to beat Tampa heads up because I think the Rays are probably here to stay, and it could be one of those situations last year like with Toronto where if they don't do well in the head-to-head, and so far they haven't, and they get swept by the Rays. If they struggle in those games and Tampa keeps this pace up, I think the Yankees could lose out on it, another tiebreaker situation. But look, the Yankees are going to win a million games, so it's up to the Rays to keep pace with them.
I agree. I agree with you, Lugie. Lugie, are you, the way the Knicks are playing,
yeah.
I think you said it already. Maybe I missed it. Mm-hmm. But you're still picking them to beat Detroit?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I haven't given an official prediction as far as games because last year I nailed it with the amount of games they would beat the Celtics. So I'm waiting to unveil that, you know, right before that series starts. But yes, I have. I'll put it to you this way. Spoiler alert. I think it'll be a very tough series against Detroit. I think they will roll against the Cavs. I think they will absolutely wipe the floor with Cleveland.
I agree with you. Lugie, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I appreciate it. Good conversation. Always love the kind words. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jeff in... Hold on a second. My bad on that one. Let's go to Jeff in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Lugie. How you doing?
What's up,
Hello,
bro?
Lugie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Good to hear you on the radio. I miss you in the afternoons.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Does anybody miss me there, though? Everybody always says they miss me on the show. I don't know if anybody that works on the show misses me. I never hear from them anymore, so I don't know if my coworkers miss me, but I hear the audience does, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, good to hear from you.
Yep,
listen, I was at the Mets game tonight, and,
nice.
You know, not for nothing, I'm really happy that the Mets won, but the Tigers really stunk it up tonight.
Look, they've been struggling.
They're not good.
They're
terrible.
They're not good,
yeah,
and obviously losing Skubal.
You know
what's funny?
Yeah.
He looked more like a pitcher, but he pitched like a catcher. Does that make sense?
To the point where
I was like, is he just a bad pitcher? Because he looks like a pitcher with that mustache.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He looked like an old school pitcher. But yeah, listen, Detroit has not exactly been a good team all year. They've lost Skubal for months. But you know what? The Mets at this situation, I don't care if they beat a high school team. They got to start stacking some wins. That's it.
Yeah, felt good. All right, listen, good to hear you. I'll hear you tomorrow night on my way back from tomorrow night's game.
All right, look forward to it, Jeff. If you want to call, you absolutely can, as I will be on from 7 to mid because of the Yankee start time being changed to 1:05 tomorrow, originally scheduled for 6:45. So program alert, Yankee baseball, tomorrow here on The Fan, 12:25 pre, 1:05 first pitch. Which means you get a 5-hour after hours, or as we like to call it around here, for now, working title, a big Lugowski. A big Lugowski. Come on, man, it's Smokey. So his foot went over the line a little bit. This is a league play. This decides who gets to the next round robin. Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong, Walter. You're just a psychopath. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is, I like your style, dude. 888-808-1019, that is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is, you haven't seen The Big Lebowski either, Rosenberg. I can tell by the way you're staring at me. Can you add a little culture to your life? How have you not seen this movie? You've watched 50 seasons of Survivor. 50 seasons. You go to events cosplaying as the Survivor people and contestants. You've never seen The Big Lebowski. Correct? Because I can just tell the way you're staring at me.
Yeah, no, I've never seen it.
Okay.
Which is because I like bowling, too. I think bowling is a big part of the movie.
Yeah, well, it's part of the movie, for sure.
I've seen Kingpin.
I was just about to say, you've probably seen Kingpin.
Love Kingpin.
I think Kingpin is a little overrated.
No.
That's just me. You know what? Let me rewatch it. My take is it's overrated, but I will rewatch it because I am one of those, I don't like to be stuck in my ways where it's like, no, this movie stinks. I do think there are some movies that you see, let's see, I saw it at 23 years old or whatever. Obviously, I was a little bit younger, but just for example, 23, maybe at 40, 41, the humor might hit different. I might think it's a little bit funnier. Or I might still think it was overrated. There are some movies like that that kind of lose their luster the older you get. It's just not for you anymore. There are some that gain it because you start to get the jokes. Like, there are movies that I loved as a kid or teenager, I should say, but I didn't get all the jokes. And now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, that joke was a lot funnier because I understand the reference now. When I was younger, I didn't understand it. Like, even Dumb and Dumber, which is a tremendous movie, and that is obviously Jeff Daniels, not Jeff Bridges. You thought Jeff Bridges... What, or you thought Jeff Daniels was in Lebowski, it's Jeff Bridges, Jeff Daniels is in Dumb and Dumber. Common mistake, no big deal. But Dumb and Dumber is one of those movies that even some of the lines in that I didn't quite get, and some of the humor I didn't quite get. And it's still a terrific movie. I actually saw it the other day, or saw it again the other day.
Another great Jeff Daniels movie, Speed, with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Correct.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
See, so you like Speed? I'm not a big Speed person either. I think it's good. But
great cast, Dennis Hopper, Bullock, Keanu Reeves, Joe Morton.
Yep, I've said this before. I have some, I think for the most part, the audience agrees with my movie taste. But there are a few that, you know, I'm not the biggest Speed fan. I'm not the biggest Heat fan. And I love that cast. I mean, just how could you not? And I know they're going to do a remake, but they're doing it, I think, with Al and I think with De Niro. Obviously, Val Kilmer has passed away, so he can't be in it. I don't know who's going to play that role, but I'm like, you know, I didn't really like the first one.
It was a long movie. You really have to be locked in for 3+ hours.
I don't mind the length, though. Like, I know some people, I'll even watch, because I love The Lord of the Rings, I'll even watch the extended versions of The Lord of the Rings, which, believe me, they go about 9-10 hours, you know, each, and I love it. Now, you could understand why they cut some of that stuff out, because not just because people's attention span is not very, and this is just, forget the TikTok people that can only watch a video for 3 seconds and then their mind goes somewhere else. I'm just talking about general, you know, attention span for a movie. Even The Irishman. Like, I love that movie. I was there, people were walking out of it because it was so long, but it's excellent. So if you're going to give me a great movie, I will sit there for 3, 3.5, 4 hours. But if it's not good and it's long, then I have a problem with it. But I've never been in it. To me, if a movie is great, the time of the movie, because this is what I would say, unless you have like big or hot plans or whatever the case may be, when it comes to either sports or entertainment or whatever you want to say, it is an escape from life. So why the hell would I want to rush it? You know, I'm sitting down, I'm at the movies. I'd love to be there for 3, 3.5 hours. And we're in the city that never sleeps. You could go get dinner at 11 o'clock at night. Nobody's stopping you. You could go to a diner, you can get a pizzeria, you could go a million places. You can go to a restaurant, basically. So I don't know. For me, I have no problem with length of movies. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. We got you for another 2.5, so plenty of time to join the conversation at 888-808-1019. I have some thoughts on Austin Wells. I'll share that with you coming up. Knicks talk for sure over the next couple hours. Mets, the excitement of A.J. Ewing. The 10 runs that they put up in Game 1 against the Tigers. The Yankees snapped their 4-game losing streak. They did get sort of bad news on Caballero. He's going to be out for a little bit. But Aaron Boone shed light on Caballero and his job status once he comes up, and whether or not Anthony Volpe basically can win the starting shortstop job in the time that Caballero is on the shelf. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. 11:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lug evening.
On the big Lugowski.
Lugie.
Yes, Lug evening to everybody out there in the audience. If you're heading back from Citi Field, love to hear from you at 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. The Yankees also snapped their 4-game losing streak. Another strong performance from Will Warren. Jose Caballero going to go on the IL. Sounds like, based on what Aaron Boone said, what Caballero said, it's only going to last for 10 days. And Anthony Volpe has been called up to be, in all likelihood, the shortstop over the next week and a half. And then Aaron Boone just put a stop to all the questions that he would receive over the next week or so. on Caballero as far as his job security. Aaron Boone, in Aaron Boone speak, said essentially Caballero's got his job waiting for him when he returns off the IL. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Philadelphia. Kevin's on the fan. What's up, Kev?
On the fan. Hey, Tommy, what's going on,
hey,
man?
What's happening?
Hey, I would just like to tell you, I'm a big fan from, you know, back, and I work nights, so I got to thank you. You really helped me out a lot. And the reason I'm calling is because your clip has, you know, has the whole town down here talking, you know.
Yeah, so what Kevin's then referring to is Sunday into Monday on my overnight after hours, I went on a little bit of a, you know, I spiked the football and said what I had to say about Philly and the recent dominance that New York sports teams have over Philly sports teams. And my understanding is that this has, even before you said this, Kev, I was aware that this has Philly and Sports Talk Radio down there and all the fans buzzing. And they're not happy with Positive Tommy, I would imagine.
No, and Tommy, I've been listening to you a while, so I've been like, oh, I love the guys. So you basically broke a lot of hearts down here, you know, and hey, you know, it like hurts.
Well, they're having a tough go at it. I mean, their basketball team got swept. Their hockey team got swept. Their building was invaded by Knicks fans. They've already fired their manager,
Tommy,
in baseball. It's been rough.
I was at the game on like the closeout game on like Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a friend. He came in from far away. We had planned it out, and we're walking in, and my buddy goes, look, they were only selling Knicks merch, like the street vendors.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah, no, I listen.
Any Sixers.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with Philly gear at that point? The season was over. That was a Knicks home game, essentially.
I mean, I've never seen, you know, I'm 54 and been to sports all around the country. I never seen anything like that. And, like, we just got abused.
Well, that's why I said what I said, is that the Knicks basically rendered Philly a non-sports town. It's an embarrassment for that city that claims to be a huge, tough sports town.
Tommy, we really haven't been into the Sixers for years.
Yeah, like, it's been love and hate. I think it's been more love and hate, but you know what? Your hockey team went out. But even still, though, when you consider what happened, when you think about Philly sports,
Tommy,
over the last year, though, think about
it's still a sports town. You know, we can't say it's not a sports. That's just where I'm trying to draw
the. Is that where the line was drawn, Kev? Is that what the? Because did they play the clips on the show?
Mean, and
what
you
was
know,
the
Tom,
biggest gripe that people had with the clip?
And yeah, that we're not a sports.
Got it.
Oh, and
got
this
it.
Is my like biggest gripe, like with New York, and I always tell people this: it's the greatest city in the world,
yeah,
no doubt. So how can I put this? To like even care much about us is kind of like weird to me. Like if I were you, I would sort of always kind of just be like, it's just Philly. Or like my daughter, she's 11 and she was in the car and she was like, oh, it's kind of how people from Pittsburgh look at us. And like, you know, so like,
yeah, I don't know the dynamic between Pittsburgh and Philly, but I hear what you're saying in terms of taking the high road.
We'll always be the like a little brother in a way, because I mean, we're just small. Like, it's not like, I mean, but hey, and Tommy, I went to East Stroudsburg as well.
Oh, very nice.
So boom.
Shout out to the Warriors.
And like I said, Bull, you are great on the air.
Thank you.
And like, just keep your, and from what Spike, did you hear what Spike, he was trashing you on his like show today.
On his show? Like, yeah, I didn't hear that.
Oh, you got to hear it. It was probably when I was driving around. That's probably around like 5 o'clock.
Okay,
it's a big thing, and like you know, Spike's like, oh, the guy owes his career to me, but oh, I still love Tommy. And to be frank, Spike seems like a good guy, but he's not a great sports talk like host. So I'll just leave it. He seems like a good guy, but I always thought he maybe was a better station manager.
Spike catching a stray there. Kevin's wanted their piece, and then he takes a shot at Spike. I did not hear what Spike had to say. I'll go back and listen at some point. I'll go back on the, I think you can go back on the Odyssey app there as well, right? The rewind function for IP. But either way, I'll go check that out for sure. You know what's funny? about that, and I let Kevin have his piece there. But because I was curious, like, as I know the clip has been played down there a bunch, but I didn't hear like any of the reaction to it. It's funny to me that the thing they had the biggest issue with is the fact that I said Philly is no longer a sports town, not the fact that I called Philly a dump. I thought that perhaps they'd say, well, hold on, we're not a dump. You know, that, I thought they'd take a little more offense to the fact that I called their city a dump and not the fact that I said they're no longer a sports town. But there you go. I hear what you're saying in terms of, hey, you're New York City, take the high road, do this, do that. You know what? Sometimes I take the high road, sometimes I don't. It's just personal choice. But by not taking the high road, I think it adds to the rivalry that exists between the cities. For sure. But in recent memory, when you talk about the New York sports teams versus the Philly sports teams in the playoffs, it's been very one-sided in New York's favor. And wouldn't it be something, because I'm here for it, for the Giants to seal the deal against the Eagles. Now, we're a long way to go for that, that's for sure. But my point is, when you look at Philly as a sports town, they've had a rough year. I mean, the way the Phillies lost in the postseason last year, yikes. The way the Eagles lost at home to the 49ers, yikes. Swept the Flyers were over the weekend, same with the Sixers. The Phillies have already fired their manager this year. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. And perhaps some would sympathize with them. I don't. I do not. I do not.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night and in the limelight. So we have plenty of time to take your calls. About a little over 2 hours left in the show. So if you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. We'll talk about the Mets, AJ Ewing's debut, the Knicks as they get ready for the Eastern Conference Finals, sort of capping who their opponent might be, the Yankees, snapped their four-game losing streak. Caballero going to the IL. Anthony Volpe on his way back here to make his season debut with the Yankees. There's a lot. NFL schedule is going to get released in a couple of days, so if you have any thoughts on that, I'll let you know, because, look, it is what it is. The cat's out of the bag. Not all the games are out there, but there have been several that have been leaked. We'll talk about a few of them here on the show as well in the midnight hour on After Hours. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. 1148 here on The Fan in New York City. Rosenberg, head up to the podium here real quick. True or false? I get here super early before my show, not only to prepare for the show, not only to be a good worker and make sure that I'm here and not late or anything like that, but I also spend time picking out the rejoin songs that everybody loves here on After Hours. It gives After Hours a different sound than any other show that you've heard on this station ever, because of the injection of house music, dance music, techno, if you want to call it that, EDM. What I do for the producers, because I was a producer, and I know that I'm giving them extra, it's not just a button they hit, they have to go on YouTube and find the songs, etc. I give them a time in the song to start the song so that it has a crescendo and it plays when I want it to play, because it adds to the energy and the tone that I want to set for the show. And when I heard that song just now, I was like, okay, sounds pretty good, but then it kind of trailed off. I know I gave you a time there. Now, if I didn't, that's on me, but...
You did.
And
now, the time was 2:09. I think you might have meant 1:09.
Perhaps. It's possible. Now, when you hear that part, would you not think to ask me, Tommy, this part
sounds... listen to this.
Well, you don't hear it in cue before you play it?
No, I just go to it and I rock with it, man.
Did you play 2:09?
Yeah.
Okay. Then perhaps I meant 1:09, but I don't think I would have meant 1:09. Is it the right version?
Yeah, Cato and John.
You don't have to say the name of the song. Just okay. Did you put the right? Because some of these are remixes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, now, remember, you are the same person that spilled coffee into the soundboard. So it's possible that this is another one of your many mistakes that you've made here as the so-called glue guy here. Because I would think
I am the glue.
Well, I think if you were the glue, you would not do what you just did there. Even if it was my mistake, you would fix it. That's all. That's what I think a glue guy would do. Plus, I also think a glue guy, to keep his glue guy reputation, would try to besmirch me and say that it was actually my fault and that I somehow meant a different time.
So there are varying glues to the Paul Rosenberg meter.
Exactly. But he's the glue.
Yeah, varying glues. I'd love to know at some other time, perhaps maybe in February, what the various glue ratings are for Rosenberg. But all I know is this. You didn't get the rejoin right. And
don't blame this on me.
You're the one playing it. You are the last line of defense, as the great Eddie Scazzeri once said, who is retiring next week. You are the last line of defense. So whether it's my fault or someone else, you know the deal here. It's
I don't know these songs. No,
you know
one
what
does.
It's supposed to sound like,
no,
though.
I don't.
So it doesn't sound energetic. You know that in all likelihood, either you picked the wrong song.
It did, because I saw your face when it started, and you thought it was the right part.
But it wasn't, though. Ultimately. So you gotta listen to it for like 20 or 30 seconds. Is that too much to ask for back there? I know you're doing a lot of stuff. I don't need the diatribe. I don't need the litany. But you think you'd listen to it for a few seconds? Could you listen to it?
Hold on, I'm listening to it now.
Oh boy! While you're listening to that, this Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at ChefIQ.com. A strong, strong debut for AJ Ewing. Multiple walks, three of them, a stolen base, a triple. He had poise, he had moxie, and he had energy, speed, and Citi Field had a ton of life, ton of enthusiasm, a ton of hype for AJ Ewing, which you're normally going to get when you call up a prospect, but I think when you consider all the stuff that's gone down for the first month and a half of the season, I think AJ Ewing is exactly what the doctor ordered for this team right now. Youth, energy, excitement, speed, buzz, a jolt. The fans felt it. The team felt it as they scored 10 runs. And A.J. Ewing felt it by having the performance he had. Look, I think back to Nolan McLean, and if Ewing could be this, awesome. When McLean took the mound against the Mariners last year in his first game as a Met, that was a pressurized, tough spot for him. And he answered the bell, and he looked the part. And ever since, McLean has looked the part. A.J. Ewing looked the part today. He looked every bit of a guy that can handle this town, handle the pressure that's going to be on him as the guy that, hey, you're up here now, you got to start hitting, this lineup's got to get going. And maybe that's too much to put on his plate, but those are the circumstances. And that's the situation. Because I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks, the Mets need a spark. The Mets need a spark. And perhaps A.J. Ewing is that spark. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I see everybody up there. I promise we have plenty of time next hour to get to everybody. Everybody. So if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We got plenty of time to get to your phone calls on the Mets, on the Knicks, on the Yankees. If you want to get into the NFL schedule a little bit, I will reveal some of the, nothing that you, that isn't out there, but I'll reveal what I've seen so far that is out there about the NFL schedule that's been leaked. The official announcement of all the games is Thursday night. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation. It is After Hours. Tommy Lugauer here on the
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!